Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, Forest Grove Photography Services. How can I help you?
Hi, I'd like to get a photographer to cover our event. It's a charity basketball game next Tuesday night. I was hoping to get Thomas Zukowski. He works for you, right?
Yes, but unfortunately, Thomas doesn't usually work evenings.
Oh, too bad. Could you recommend somebody else?
Before I do that, let me talk to him. He might make an exception. Tom does love basketball.
Number 32. Why is the man calling? Number 33. What problem does the woman mention? Number 34. What does the woman say she will do? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning. It looks like we received a lot of new orders online last night.
Yes, I saw that when I got in this morning. Can you package all of them by yourself?
Well, there are so many, I may not be able to finish everything today.
Okay, I'll call Maria Zhang and ask if she can come in early today to help.
That'd be great. We also have to pack that big shipment for the Henderson order. We finally got all of the items in.
Oh, yes. Do that first.
Number 35. Where most likely are the speakers? Number 36. Why do the speakers mention Maria Zhang? Number 37. What will the man probably do next? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Haruna, we've planned most of the details for the corporate retreat, including housing and most activities, but we still need to decide where to go for Saturday's closing dinner.
Yes, I sent you several menus. Did you like any of the places? McNally's is close by.
Yes, that would be convenient. We could even walk there from the hotel. But the prices are a little high.
I agree. But I could see if they can offer us a reduced catering rate rather than ordering off the regular menu.
Number 38. What do the speakers need to choose? Number 39. What do the speakers like about McNally's? Number 40. What does the woman offer to do? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Janelle and Rico, could you give me an update on how our new medical record software is coming?
Sure. Per the customer's request, I've updated the logo and changed the font.
The customer has communicated with us a lot on this project. Having their feedback at every stage of the process has been helpful.
Excellent. It sounds like we're on schedule for completing our beta version. Then we can hand it off to our marketing team.
Number 41. What does the speaker's company produce? Number 42. What does the man say has been helpful? Number 43. What is the next step in the project that the speakers are discussing? Go on to the next page. Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, this is Ian Nelson from Regal Bathrooms. I'm following up to make sure that you're pleased with the job our workers did in your house.
Thank you for calling. Yes, they did a great job. The bathroom floor was replaced and the new tile looks great. I'm very happy with the job.
That's good to hear. If there are other jobs you need done, I hope you'll reach out to us again.
That reminds me, I was thinking of replacing my kitchen cabinets. Is that something you'd possibly do?
We don't, but I can recommend a company I often work with. Their customers have been very satisfied. Let me get their phone number. 1 second.
Thanks.
Number 44. What is the purpose of the phone call? Number 45. What does the man say about replacing kitchen cabinets? Number 46. What will the man most likely do next? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
My name is Laura. I refill my medication here at this pharmacy once a month. But on Monday, I'm going to travel abroad for work for 2 months, and I wonder if I can get a 2-month refill this time.
It shouldn't be a problem. However, your doctor must send us the 2-month prescription, so you need to contact her first.
Oh, I see. I'll give her a call during my lunch break today. When are you open until today?
Until 9 p.m. But once we receive your doctor's prescription, we can deliver the medication directly to your home.
Number 47. Where is the conversation taking place? Number 48. What does the woman say she will do at lunch today? Number 49. What does the man offer to do? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Miller's Sporting Goods, Joey speaking.
Hello, I'm calling from West End High School. We're looking to make a big purchase for our student baseball teams. Our equipment is getting old and we would like to get new uniforms too. We have budget restrictions though.
Well, we do offer discounts for bulk purchases and we have a number of price ranges for uniforms. Many are very reasonable. Let me get the manager on the phone and you can discuss the specifics.
Number 50. Where does the woman work? Number 51. What is the woman concerned about? Number 52. What will the man do next? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, this is Gemini Flowers. I'm calling about the order you placed for your award luncheon on July 12th. Unfortunately, our supplier is out of pink roses.
Oh no, pink matches our corporate logo. I ordered them especially for this occasion.
I understand your disappointment, sir. I can offer a 10% discount on the total cost of your order and replace the pink roses with yellow ones.
Well, I didn't tell anyone about the roses. I suppose no one will really be disappointed.
Number 53. What problem does the woman mention? Number 54. What does the man say about his company's logo? Number 55. What does the man mean when he says,
"I suppose no one will really be disappointed"?
Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Unfortunately, our development team has some bad news. It turns out we'll need to push back the shipment of the prototype motor we've been developing for our client.
Uh-oh. Why will there be a delay?
Well, some of the components we received to build the prototype are failing initial tests, so we won't be able to make the delivery deadline. Janet, could you let the client know?
Yes, I'll contact them right away.
And I'd like the development team to start giving me daily briefings about progress on this issue.
Number 56. What kind of company do the speakers most likely work for? Number 57. What problem are the speakers discussing? Number 58. What does the man request? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Good evening, Legend Hotel. How may I help you?
Hello, I'm at the local airport. Does the hotel run shuttle buses to here?
We usually don't, but was your flight originally scheduled for Central Airport?
It was, but apparently there's a problem at Central.
Yes, there's a personnel shortage, but several flights have been rerouted to the local airport. We have started running an airport shuttle this morning.
Okay, that's good news. When is the next shuttle?
Buses run every half hour. What's your reservation number? I'll ensure that your room is ready for you when you arrive.
Number 59. What does the woman say about Central Airport? Number 60. Why does the man say,
"That's good news"?
Number 61. What will the woman do for the man? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and images.
Hi, Marla. I'm calling to check whether you received my outline of the design project for your apartment remodeling. I emailed it to you yesterday.
Yes, thank you for doing such a great job. I really liked your idea of opening up the kitchen and creating an open space with the living room.
Great. If everything looks good to you, I can start ordering the supplies tomorrow.
Actually, I don't like the ceramic tiles you picked for the kitchen. I like the marble ones much better. I know they are more expensive, but it's a small space.
Number 62. What did the man do yesterday? Number 63. What does the woman say she likes? Number 64. Look at the graphic. How much will the woman pay for each tile? Go on to the next page. Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and price list.
Hi, I'd like to make a reservation for a group of clients that will be visiting our company from the 1st to the 6th of June. I need 8 rooms.
We do have availability for that period. The type of room I recommend for you is normally €99 per night, but we can offer a group discount.
That'll work. Also, on June 5th, we want to take our clients on a tour of the local attractions. Could you help arrange that?
We have an event planner here who will be able to help you. His name is Pablo Gonzalez. I'll connect you to his office once I've completed your reservation.
Number 65. Why is the man calling? Number 66. Look at the graphic. Which room type does the woman mention? Number 67. Who is Pablo Gonzalez? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and bar graph.
Hi, Joanna. The management group needs to submit nominees for this year's award for Outstanding Employee. My supervisor wants to know if any managers have nominated anyone yet.
Not yet, Charles. I emailed everyone about it a week ago, but I haven't heard anything yet. I'll have to follow up with the managers and let them know the deadline is coming up.
Okay, well, I printed out a breakdown of the customer service representatives with the most 5-star reviews from customers last year. We had someone who was really outstanding.
Those are excellent numbers. Could you go ahead and submit a nomination?
Number 68. What is the conversation mainly about? Number 69. Who does the woman say she will send a reminder to? Number 70. Look at the graphic. Which representative is the man most likely talking about?